Hi, this is Christy Whitman, and welcome to Divine Manifesting. So today we are going to talk about not just the law of attraction, but all the universal laws. And that's what this whole program is aimed to do, is really teach everybody how to work in alignment with all the universal laws. Learning about the law of attraction, and I'm sure everybody's heard about The Secret and all, you know, watched Oprah and all that. It's really important, but it's almost a starting point. It's not the end-all, be-all to manifesting all of your desires and your dreams. So it's really exciting that The Secret came out and more people are getting this consciousness that they really are the creators of their own experience. That's not it though. It's like we're not here on earth to just kind of accumulate all the stuff. There's more of a spiritual background that goes with it, more of a divine manifesting that happens, that which our souls are involved in. So one of the things I'm going to talk to you guys about is why it's important to learn about the universal laws. And the reason is think about it. How successful would you be at playing a game if you had no idea what the rules were? How successful would you be at arriving at a destination if you had no map, no direction, no compass, and all the road signs were written in a foreign language? I just recently moved to Montreal, and literally all the road signs are in a foreign language, so I definitely need to know where I'm going from point A to point B, or I get lost because it's not in English. And how successful would you be at building a house without a set of plans? Or even as simple as baking a cake if you didn't have a recipe. Well, our lives are like a game with rules, a journey with a destination, a house built with a plan, and a cake that follows a recipe. There are universal laws that must also be learned and applied if we're to create what we desire in our lives, such as a new relationship, more money, a new job, or even freedom from anxiety and depression. And these laws exist whether you're aware of them or not. If you throw a ball up in the air, what's going to happen? It's going to come down, right? If you jump off a building, you're going to go splat to the ground. And it's because of the law of gravity. There are laws that we have here on Earth that are law of, you know, time, gravity, space, those type of things. Well, there are also universal laws that it doesn't matter if you're a good person or a bad person. If you throw a ball up in the air, that ball is going to come down. You know, same is true as if you jump off a building, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, Chinese, Japanese, American, Canadian, you're going to go splat. So there are universal laws that exist for everybody. Again, doesn't matter if you're in Canada, if you're in the United States, if you're a good person, bad person, it doesn't matter who you are. They exist for everybody. And if you choose to apply them or not, that's the difference that it makes in your life. So the exciting thing is that when you can really learn what they are, learn how to work with them, your life literally will transform. And as a new host on this show, I should probably give you a little bit of background on myself. As I said, my name is Christy Whitman. I am an author of several books. My best-selling book is called Perfect Pictures, and it's how a lot of us have unrealistic expectations about our whole entire lives, our bodies, our husbands, our wives, just everything needs to be perfect, or at least, you know, we're focused on what's not right in our lives. And that goes against, you know, the law of attraction. What you focus upon expands. That's what the law of attraction is. That's what the law of attraction says. And if you're constantly focused on what's wrong in your life and feeling that you are not good enough, you are going to be attracting more situations, circumstances, people to you in that vibration. And we'll get into all that in a minute. I also am a law of attraction coach. I teach and coach on a lot of other laws. But one of the things I've been certified in is becoming a law of attraction coach and how to use the law of attraction to really create what you desire. I started to learn about the law of attraction and manifesting about 10 years ago through spiritual practice, and I've been seeing amazing changes in my own life from relationships to houses, like a dream house all of a sudden just, you know, happening miraculously, to just amazing changes within myself as far as my own happiness, my joy, freedom, creating a career that is just absolutely full of excitement and passion. And it was about 5 years ago that I really started working with the law of attraction, and my life literally changed overnight. I went from being a person that thought, you know, pretty pretty happy, but not a lot of passion in my life. And now I, on a daily basis, live with true passion and just a true sense of purpose by everything I do, and my career reflects it. And it wasn't always that way, but once I started applying law of attraction, my life literally changed. And I've seen hundreds of my clients do the same thing. Like I said, they've created their ideal bodies, they've attracted ideal relationships, you know, better paying jobs, promotions at work, different things like that. So I am absolutely honored to be a coach and, you know, an author, and I also am a professional speaker. I speak in the college market, high school, and also corporations on a variety of different topics. So with that being said, I want to get into one of the first laws. And instead of using your personal will to make things happen, you can tap into your divine will and allow things to happen. Instead of us having to constantly work hard to make things happen, we are able to get into a place where we are working with the universe and allowing things to happen. And it doesn't mean that things are just going to, I think that's the big criticism of The Secret, is that people don't understand all the information. And of course, a hour and a half, almost 2 hour movie can't give you, you know, all the things you need to know about how the universe works. But it does lay down a really good guideline, I guess, starting point. First part is, you know, you ask for what you want, and that's why the power of intention is so important. But it's not just writing things down and you know, constantly making sure that you have a list of things or goals, which are, you know, are important and they focus us. But the universe knows what we want. The universe knows by the vibrations that we give out. When we are observing something that we don't like, we are observing it, and by observing it and saying, ooh, I don't like that, I would like to have this instead. When we give out that vibration in our thoughts and our feelings, the universe responds to that immediately. Thing is, we don't want to stay stuck on what we don't want, and that's where the problem is that most of us in society are so focused on looking for what is wrong, what we don't like. The good thing is that there's a mindset that you can change. And the mindset is from a mindset of lack to a mindset of abundance. And when you switch from that, when you can ask yourself one simple question, when you're observing something that you don't like in your partner, when you're observing something that you wish you could change in your own body, when you're observing that you don't have enough money in your bank account, when you're observing that you're having dysfunction at your job or, you know, with your boss, one important question is to ask yourself is, what do I want? Because when you are staying focused on what you don't want, you're in that vibration. Now let me back up and talk about vibration. Everything that we give off in our thoughts and our feelings, our emotions, those type of things, gives off an energy vibration. And everything in the universe is energy. So when you're thinking something, think of the law of attraction as a boomerang. What you give out comes back to you. So the thoughts that you send out, the positive thoughts that you send out, you will receive positive situations, circumstances, things like that back to you. And the same is true. If you are noticing, I don't have enough money, I'm constantly working paycheck to paycheck, I don't have any passion in my career, and my partner's not doing this or that, my kids are not doing this or that, or my kids are disappointing me this way, or my body, you know, my thighs are too fat, or whatever it is, whenever you're focused on those negative things, you are sending out a negative vibration into the universe, and what you are going to get back is negative things. You will get more of the same. Your partner will continue to give you that behavior that you do not like and can't stand. Your children will continue to do that behavior that you don't like and can't stand, or even continue to develop new ones. But it's like when you're observing all the negative things will come back to you. But when you can ask, thank you. So when you can shift the question to what's wrong in my life or what do I not have, you know, am I not having enough money and not having enough this, not having enough that, ask yourself one simple question, and that is, what do I want? Because when you start thinking then about what do I want, you start sending out a vibration to the universe that is high vibration, that is a more clear, positive vibration, and that's what you will get back. So, for instance, if you're noticing that you're tired of paying your bills, paycheck to paycheck, you're tired of not having enough money after you pay your bills, ask yourself, what do I want? And in that time when you're thinking about what do I want, well, God, I'd like to be able to, at the end of the month, have an abundance of money so that I'm able to put it in my savings account. I'm able to, you know, take a bunch of that money and go on a trip that I've really been wanting to go to. God, I'd really love to go on a trip to Italy. Wow, that would be amazing. You know, I would really love to go to, you know, I don't know, St. Lucia for a vacation, or, you know, wow, that'd be really great. Or I'd love to really buy new furniture for my house, or I'd love to do this, or I'd love to do that. You get into a place where you're now in a very creative place. You're now in a place of focusing on what you want. And when you're focused on what you want, when you're focused on being in that positive place, that positive energy is source talking to you. It's you being in alignment with your source. And it's not so much, and I want you guys to get this, it's not so much that it's the material things of I want this, I want that. It's just that when you are in a positive vibration, you are in touch with well-being. So think about it two ways. There are only really two emotions. There's emotions that are good and emotions that are bad. If you are in, or think of it this way, there's two energies, one that's positive, one that's negative. When you are in a positive energy, now what do we define as positive energy? When you're feeling emotions such as joy, bliss, hopefulness, optimism, when you're even feeling the energies of well-being, abundance, freedom, joy, those are all positive emotions. When you're feeling the negative emotions, which are the angers, the resentments, the, you know, jealousy, the envy, the resentments, those type of negative emotions, or when you're feeling lack or that you're trapped, those are energies that, you know, you feel like you're fat. Those are energies where you are in a negative vibration. So when you can bring yourself into alignment, into, say, well-being, and just for a moment, if you will, just, you know, close your eyes and imagine that your whole entire body is in well-being. Like, what would it feel like to you to be in well-being? What would it feel like to allow yourself to just be totally free of pain, to be totally free of resistance, and just be in total well-being? And when you can allow yourself just for even a few moments a day to connect with that feeling, you are connecting with your source, because source is the source of well-being. Source is the source of abundance. And the same is true as if you want to create more abundance in your life, allowing yourself to be in that place of being in abundance. What would it feel like to have an abundance of money? And just allow yourself to be in that energy vibration of what it would feel like to have an abundance of money. And so that's really the first part of how to create what you want, is identifying what it is you want. And again, the quickest, fastest way to identify what you want is identify what you don't want and then do the opposite. So one of the things I always have my coaching clients do is, you know, we need to get really, really clear about what we want. Most of us don't know exactly what we want. We know, yeah, I'd like to have a life partner, but are you really clear about all the qualities that you want in that life partner? Are you really clear about the kind of job or career that you do want? And most of them aren't. We don't know. But the way to get really, really clear about it is, and I've learned this from Michael Lozier, take a sheet of paper and split it down the middle. And on one side, you put your contrast, and the other side, you put clarity. And what contrast is basically those things that we don't want. It's the negative qualities, if you will, Maybe if it's of a life partner you're trying to create, maybe it's you notice the qualities that you've noticed in a previous partner that you don't wish to create in another partner. So, for example, if your partner was lazy, you know, maybe that really bothered you. Write that down as part of the contrast. And the opposite of that would be someone that's, you know, energetic, someone that's motivated. And maybe that's what you really want in a person, because you now have identified, I don't want someone that's lazy. And maybe another quality is, you know, this person is possessive. Okay, well, you know I know I don't want someone that's possessive. I want someone that's more trusting, more open, flexible. Whatever to you is the opposite of controlling, possessive type of person. So those qualities. And for each and every quality that you write down for the contrast, you, on the other side, write down what the clarity would be. So you're really getting to a place where you're getting this list together of really what you do want, what you do want to create. And once you have what you do want to create, you can then give it to the universe to, you know, to provide it for you and just raise your vibration on it. So the second point of it, one is ask for what you desire and, you know, getting clear and really getting to know what you want by you know, switching what you don't want to what you do want. That's the first step. So getting clear and asking for what you want. Power of intention is huge. The second part is raising your vibration. There's many, many tools that you can do to raise your vibration. And again, a vibration is the thoughts that you think, the vibrations that you're sending out, the emotions that you're sending out. It's a matter of just feeling good. I don't know if you had seen the movie The Secret. At the very, very end, you see Rhonda Byrne's writing in the sand, feel good. And that truly is the whole wrap-up of the whole movie is feel good. So do whatever you are going to do to get in that place of feeling good about your desires. Obviously, you want to feel good in every area of your life, and that's the whole goal of life, really, is just to feel good. Because when you think about it, why do you want that dream house? Why do you want that boat? Why do you want that car? Why do you want a lot of money in your bank account? Why do you want to take those vacations? Why do you want your kids to exceed in school and you know, succeed in work and succeed in life? Why do you want your marriage to have good communication? Why do you even want to attract a life partner to you? Why do you want the things that you want? Why do you want to create your ideal body? I mean, bottom line is most of us all want same similar type of things. The characteristics of those things may be different. For example, you know, I'm sure a lot of people want their ideal dream car. Well, my ideal dream car is an Audi, you know, and it might, for somebody else, it might be a Lamborghini, or for somebody else, it might be a BMW. For someone else, it might be a Nissan Maxima. It doesn't matter. It's just that we all want the same type of things in life. But the bottom line is there's a reason we want those things. And the reason we want those things is because we think that those things are going to bring us our happiness. So we think that once I get that car, then I'm going to be happy. Or once I lose those 10 pounds, then I'm going to be happy. Or once I finally find him, or once I finally find her, you know, the one, then I'm finally going to be happy. And then, you know, and then, of course, you get that person in your life and everything's great for a while, and you think, oh, once I have that child, then I'm going to be happy. And then you have the child, and it's like, well, gosh, once that child goes through grade school and gets into high school, you know, or even once that child's out of diapers, then I'm going to be happy. And then they're out of diapers, and they're going to, and once that child goes to school, then I'm going to be happy. And so they start going to school, and then you're doing this. And all you're doing your whole entire life is you're postponing your happiness. It's always outside of you. It's always when some event is going to happen. And I learned from Barbara DeAngelis that happiness is not an acquisition. It's a skill. And what that means is that happiness is not something that you are going to be able to acquire once you get this, 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 and this, once you get your dream house, once you get your dream car, once you get your dream relationship. We assign our happiness outside of ourselves. And by doing that, we are always waiting for something else to happen to make us happy. We might get the dream car or might get the dream relationship, but it's very short-lived. our happiness is very short-lived. So it's important to cultivate that feeling of happiness and feeling good within you now, because here is the paradox of the whole thing, is that in order to create those things that you think are going to make you happy, you need to first get happy. So, for example, to feel successful, if you want to win an award at work, well, why do you want to win that award? Well, I want to feel successful, okay? Well, the easiest, fastest way to do that is, obviously, you're going to take action steps, and we'll get into that too, towards your goals. But the quickest way to do that is if you're vibrating in a place of feeling successful, the universe is going to bring you events, situations, circumstances, all those things to let your outer reality become what is already inside of you. So the outer reality, which is your life, circumstances, situations, the manifestations, the matter, if you will, the tables, chairs, the things that are materialistic things in your life, they are a direct reflection of what's going on inside of you. So if you want to feel more successful in your life and you're thinking that by winning this prestigious award, that's going to make you more successful, what you first have to do is run the energy and the feelings of success within your physical body. And I want you guys to get that. It's really important. You can't, we're so used to, as a society, going after those things and then expecting the end result to be to make us feel good. But when you feel good and you bring those feelings of feeling good, whatever you identify that as, abundance, success, joy, freedom, prosperity, wealth, you know, whatever it is, whatever that energy is going to be inside your body where you're going to identify, ooh, I feel good. You bring that feeling into your body, because the funny thing is that that's when these things manifest with ease and effortlessness. And because you already have that sense of feeling good within you, when those things show up, it's like, ooh, how fun. But it doesn't mean you don't have this huge attachment to it, because you're already happy. So to raise your vibration, and basically that's what that is just you need to get into a place where you feel good. So do those things that make you feel good. And if there are things, beliefs maybe that you have, like, for example, say that you want to create an ideal relationship, and you've asked for what you want, you identified all those qualities, you got your list together, you know, you pretty much asked the universe to bring this to you, and then all of a sudden you need to raise your vibration, and every time you think of this person or having this person in your life or having an ideal relationship, you feel like, it's never going to happen for me. Oh, there's no good men out there. There's no good women out there. Or all the good men are taken. Or it's so hard to find someone in my city. Or, you know, those are limiting beliefs. And those are beliefs that are going to lower your vibration. And that's going to be the resistance that prevents you from bringing in what you truly desire. So it's really important to pay attention to how you are feeling, how you are vibrating towards a certain situation. So when you think of, you know, having your ideal relationship and having this ideal person in your life, how do you really feel about it? And allow yourself to feel and be aware of the beliefs that you have about this, because we've gotten so good knowing that we have to be positive, you know, positive thinking, which is great, because thoughts lead to feelings lead to actions lead to results. I mean, that's the whole manifestation process. Everything begins in our mind. Everything begins with thought. But there are some times where we might be thinking positively about something, but we are having a contradictory emotion in our body. Maybe it's doubt. Maybe we're thinking in our head, oh, yeah, this is going to happen. I'm totally going to meet him or her. But somewhere in our body, held as energy, maybe it's fear, maybe it's doubt, is a lower level vibration, basically saying, no, we're not. Mm-mm. No, we're not. You know, you might have a thought that, oh, yeah, you know, I know he's on his way. But in the back of your head, a thought that you're not paying attention to is saying, no, mm-mm. You know, it's hard to find men like that. Or, you know, it's, yeah, there's nobody in my city. You know, there's not enough people. Everybody's either married or are, you know, they're jerks, you know, that kind of thing, that, those type of limiting beliefs. Well, when you're in that state, those are the things that are going to prevent you from having what you want. And this is the reason. It's because there is resistance. If you are in a state of feeling really excited and really feeling good about what you want to create, but you have a lot of resistance or a lot of, say, doubt that goes with it, you're not going to create it. But if you have a lot of excitement about, you know, meeting this person, and you kind of have a little bit of doubt, well, you'll probably meet him or her, but it's going to take a little bit longer. Where the magic really happens is when you can get into a place where feeling excited about this person that you want to come in your life, and you have no doubt, that's when things are going to manifest as if by magic. And it's a really amazing process when it does. And it's just a matter of trusting the universe. So the third part and the third thing you need to do is allow it. And what is allowing? Allowing is basically the freedom from resistance. And again, resistance is anything that keeps you apart from that stream of well-being. It's the fears, the doubts, the envy, the jealousy. And next week we'll be actually talking with Rebecca Grotto. She is going to be my co-author, or she's going to be my co-host on the show. She and I have been writing a book together on female competition. And it's really important when you're working with these universal laws, when you have something like female competition, a lot of women don't even realize that they have, but it's a program that most of us have been programmed with. We compare ourselves to other women constantly, and most of us aren't even aware that we're doing it. And by doing that, you are basically saying that you're not enough. And when you are in that place of competition, envy, jealousy, you are in a lower level vibration. So it's an example I gave before, is that you might think that you're thinking positively and that you're really working with, you know, the principles of the universal laws and all that, but then you see someone else that has what you want. Maybe you see a woman at the gym that has maybe thinner legs than you do, and you start feeling badly about yourself. That's a negative vibration, and that all has stemmed from female competition. So Rebecca and I are going to be doing our chatting next week and the following weeks that come, and really be talking about the universal laws and all the problems that, you know, female competition and you know, any resistance. Rebecca is an actual licensed marriage and family therapist, and she's been, like me, involved in a very spiritual meditative practice for, I think she's been doing it for like 25 years. And she's an amazing woman, so you'll absolutely just love her and probably have a lot of admiration for her, as I do. So I'm excited to have her back on the show next week. And like I said, going forth, we will actually be co-authoring the show, or not co-authoring, co-hosting the show. So anyways, resistance is just anything that sets you apart. If you think of it this way, our natural state of being, our natural state of oneness with our source, is being happy, is feeling good. So if you are feeling good, you know you're in alignment with Source, or at least moving towards the things that make you happy, at least moving towards your desires and the things that you do want. If you're in a place of feeling negativity, resentments, you know, even depression. Depression is basically the lowest of the resistance, but anywhere from the range of boredom down to depression, you're in total misalignment with your source, and you're in alignment with the things that you don't want. So we started the show by asking yourself a very important question. What is it that I do want? And when you can release that resistance, when you can really get in that place of coming back to your higher self, into a state of well-being, that's when things will flow. That's when things come into manifestation, and that's what allowing truly is. And the fourth process, so we talked about identifying your desires. Second is raising your vibration. The third is allowing. And the fourth is taking action. And this is the place where most people get caught up with the secret. They think, oh, what, you can just visualize all day long, and then all of a sudden you're going to get this, you know, $1 million that just all of a sudden drops on your head. And that's not the case. I believe it was Tony Robbins that said, you know, you can meditate all day long and they're going to come and take and repossess your couch. Because, you know, unless you're out actually earning a living in the world, doing something out in the world, you know, you have to take action. And what he says is you have to take massive action. And I completely and totally agree with that, because when you are in the place of identifying what you desire, getting excited about your desires, and then you get an inspired thought to take action, that's always the right action to take. And when you take that action, that whole entire process will bring things into manifestation. And I'll just give an example. I became an author because I had a vision for my first book, Perfect Pictures. I had been going through a lot of personal transformation and really realizing places in my life that I just was always focused on what was not good enough. And for me, it was called having perfect pictures, pictures inside that, you know, had the way I visualize or image inside my own head that my partner had to be a certain way, that my body had to be a certain way, that my boss or my job or my clients or whomever, my you know, my child in life, whomever had to be a certain way, my parents, my mother especially. Everybody had to be a certain way, and if they fit this image, this picture that I had in my head, then everything is good, then that's perfect, so to speak. But they didn't. If a situation didn't go exactly as planned, if my body didn't look a certain way, if my mom, you know, didn't say what I thought she should say, which mothers, you know, typically don't, then I was very, very unhappy. And what I realized back then and has become very true to me in my life is that what you do in one area of your life, you do in all areas of your life. I learned that from Harv Eckert. It's a very important, it's a very good clue, if you will, that one area in your life that you have an issue with, you probably don't have awareness on it, but if you start examining it, you're going to have that issue in all areas of your life. So for me, having perfect pictures was huge. And what really came to magnify this problem was my body. No matter what my body looked like, if I was a size 2, I wanted to be a size 0. If I was, you know, a size 0, I wanted it to look like Janet Jackson. I mean, it was just like it was never enough. It was never fitting that image inside my mind. And because I was always unhappy because of it. I was always dissatisfied with my own body. And the same was true. I was dissatisfied with my relationship with my mom, the way my mom spoke to me, or my relationships. You know, my partner at the time couldn't do enough to make me happy or to fulfill me or to act a certain way, or even friends or any of it. So it made my life very miserable and a lot of the other people around me. And when I got to a place where it was like it's about being good enough. It's about accepting what is. It's about detaching, identifying what you want, working with the universal laws, and truly detaching from your picture of what it absolutely has to look like and allow the universe to bring you even better than you think. And I was working in that place and really getting that on a awareness level and an energetic level. And what happened to me is one night while I was doing my meditation, because as part of my spiritual practice, I meditate, I got a visual of the cover of my book. And all of a sudden I thought, well, it said Perfect Pictures and underneath it said Christy Whitman. I thought, well, that's interesting. I've never written a book. And the pages just like started turning. And, you know, in this meditation, I thought, well, again, that's pretty interesting. Well, I went to bed that night, and at 1:05 in the morning, I literally was woken up with this voice inside my head that was almost reading me my book. It was the first sentence. The first paragraph, it was like one paragraph after the other. It's like someone was literally reading me this book, and it was my book. It was the process that I was going through to transform my life. And I couldn't go back to sleep. I couldn't roll over and ignore this voice. So I literally got up and just jotted down the things that I wanted to, you know, or that I was hearing at least. Word for word, as fast as I could. It was almost like my hand was possessed. It was just like it kept going, and I'm like, oh, my God, what is happening? So I went back to sleep, didn't think anything of it. The next night, 1:05, I was woken again, second chapter, same situation. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I got up, And the same thing, I just kept writing, and I allowed this this spirit, this voice, whatever it was, to just literally take over my hand and just start writing. Third night, same thing, 105. Every night for 7 days in a row, 105 in the morning, this information had come to me during my, you know, during this awakening period at 105. And it literally woke me up. It wasn't like, it was very clear that I needed to do something like this. So about the fourth night, I said to Spirit, okay, if I'm supposed to do something with this, you know, let me know and I'll do whatever it is that I need to do. So I got all my thoughts organized, I got all the information organized, and I had emailed a well-known author, and I said, I think I'm writing a book, I'm not sure, but how do you get a book published? And she told me, you know, go and find the literary agent on the internet. So I did just that, and the first thing that popped up was a man named Glenn, and he happened to be the owner of a literary agent / publisher. And of course, not knowing anything about the publishing industry, how hard it was to get anything published, anything, I submitted my book to him. And within about 2 weeks, he emailed me back and said that he accepted it and he wanted to take me on as an author. So I was obviously delighted, and I thought, well, this process probably happens to everybody, right? You know, it's easy to get a book published. And what I later found out was that it's not so easy. But because I was literally in alignment, I was focused and practicing every day of being in that place of being totally connected with Source, being in total connection with well-being, transforming my own life. This information came through to me. But I had to take action. I actually had to finish the book. I had to actually go beyond my fears of rejection. I had to go beyond my fears of what other people are going to think about this book, beyond my fears of even sending it to Terry Cole Whitaker to see if she would endorse it. I had to go beyond, and she did. She gave me a beautiful endorsement. Go beyond all those fears to get the book published. And if I would have just sat around and thought, ooh, you know, this is great information and the book's going to get published just by osmosis, it's not going to happen. So it's really important to take action. And one of the things, I do have a newsletter, a free newsletter that I send out, and I give some, you know, type of tidbits and information. And one of the ones that I sent out on this past week was on mistakes. And as a society, we are so programmed not to make mistakes. Our teachers tell us not to make mistakes. Our parents tell us not to make mistakes. Everything is so, don't make a mistake. So as adults, we grow up conditioned that we don't want to make mistakes. And of course, this depends on the degree to which you were taught, conditioned, threatened, if you will, not to make mistakes. Whenever you made a mistake as a child, the big deal, if you were made to be wrong and it was made to be a big deal, you're probably even more fearful to take an action because you're going to be afraid to make a mistake. Well, the thing is that from a spiritual perspective, you have to know there are no mistakes. Everything is a beautiful life lesson. And Harvecker actually has a saying that he says, it's ready, fire, aim. And I love this because it reminds us that, you know, sometimes we don't know always the perfect exact way to do things, but action actually beats inaction hands down every single time, because it's moving you in the direction of what you need to do. If the first time I wanted to go and speak in front of a large group of people, I thought, well, no, I can't do that. I've got to get more training. I've got to get more speaking training. I've got to go to Toastmasters. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. You know, I would be in constant training forever, so I wouldn't make any mistakes. Well, of course, the first time I went out and I gave a speech, I stumbled on my words. I made some mistakes. But I learned from those mistakes. I learned what to do, what not to do in my next speech, and I improved myself. And that's how we improve ourselves, whether we're learning a new skill, whether we're growing and expanding spiritually. You know, when we're in a relationship and we're learning how to communicate with our partner, we don't know that we're going to do it right, and we don't do it right every single time. If you know, I'm in a fairly new relationship, and my sweetheart is just this amazing man that I definitely use the law of attraction to bring him into my life, And there are times when I make mistakes when I communicate with him. Sometimes I say things that upset him. And the same is true with him. We're learning how to communicate with each other. But it's important not to hold yourself back and not to not get into a relationship because you're afraid to make those mistakes, or get into a new career because you're afraid of making the mistakes, or, you know, just afraid to take action, afraid to go out and take a risk, ask a friend out, ask a woman out or a man out for a date, just to take an action to move you towards the goals that you are wanting to move towards, sending a book to a publisher, whatever it is. So it's really, really important to take action. And if you're having that fear, just ask yourself that question. Am I procrastinating or being in a place where I'm holding myself back because I'm afraid to make a mistake? And again, from a spiritual perspective, there are no mistakes. There are just opportunities for learning and for growing. So again, going back to the universal laws, when you can be in a place to align with these laws, apply these laws, you will experience more freedom, joy, abundance, success, and prosperity than you can ever imagine. Like I said, I've seen this happen in my own life, and I've seen this happen into the many, many, many lives of many of my clients. And it's just, it's an amazing process. Lives literally will change when you start, you know, applying these laws. And that's another thing, is that you can have awareness of these laws, and you can watch The Secret or, you know, buy a book, and, you know, I'll just use my book, Perfect Pictures, as an example. I take you through the process of how to release the, you know, idea of being perfect and having these perfect images, and I take you through different things like a simple process of, you know, Don Miguel Ruiz had the Four Agreements, and one of them was do your best. And, or even when another one is, you know, don't take things personally. If you were to read his book or even read my book, there's great information in those books. And having awareness and reading them is great. But it's in the application. It's when you're actually applying. It's almost like that taking action. That's when changes occur, because everything in the universe is energy. We are energy. Everything in our life is energy. And when you can apply, take action, move the energy, that's when things are going to move in your outer reality. Again, everything in your reality is a direct reflection of how you feel about yourself, how you feel in your life in relationship to your relationship, how you feel about your job, how you feel with your relationship with money. I mean, everything is energy. Money is all money is energy. And if you have a dysfunctional relationship with money, therefore, i.e., you're broke, you have a dysfunctional relationship with money. And there's a way to cultivate that relationship so that it is healthy, so that you are back in balance, that your money and you have a good relationship, so your money wants to stick around, so to speak. So everything in the universe is energy. And when you can learn to get back into balance with yourself, when you can learn to get in a place of feeling really, really good and really excited about your life, that's when things in your outer reality are going to shift. So what divine manifesting is literally is working with your soul. It's working with your spirit. It's getting in alignment with what your spirit wants, because as a personality, we get stuck on, you know, all the material things. And material things are great. We're human beings, and we're in a material world. So to say someone shouldn't be materialistic, it's not true of our human nature. We need to live in homes. We need to drive cars. We need to wear clothes. And you know what? Frankly, I feel like, you know what? Why not drive a fun car? Why not live in a beautiful house? Why not wear beautiful clothes and beautiful shoes? It doesn't mean that you're a bad person because you have those things. It's fun to have those things. It's nice to be surrounded by beauty. And it's absolutely our birthright to be able to be surrounded by beauty. So your divine self, your soul, is the core of your being. It's the I part of you. It's not the ego, but it's the self that's beyond, that goes beyond change, that's permanent, It's immortal, and it's definitely invincible. It's endless, it's beginningless, it's birthless, and it's deathless, and it's consciousness itself. And that is the part when you are in alignment with that part of you. When you are out of your ego, when you're out of your personality, and you're in alignment with your spirit, with your divine self, that you will truly experience that well-being, and your whole entire outer reality will shift. So thank you so much for listening tonight, today, to the first show of Divine Manifesting. And again, going forward, Rebecca Grotta will be joining me as my co-host. And any questions that you have, you can always email me at christywhitman.com, and that's C-H-R-I-S-T-Y, Whitman, W-H-I-T-M-A-N.com. And again, it's christy@christywhitman.com. I am a personal coach, and I do one-on-one coaching as well as group coaching. And I do group coaching. I have 10 people at a time that are on a group coaching program. And for example, one of the programs that I have one actually starting on Thursday night, is called The Abundance Principle. And we go through how to literally bring in the energy and feelings of abundance within your body. And when you do that, it's amazing. It's such evidence that when you shift the inner, you shift the outer. Because I've had clients go from getting job promotions to getting paid more money to finding better jobs to finding the love of their life, literally losing weight. I actually like to say releasing weight, not losing weight, because we always seem to pick up what we lose. So it's nice to say releasing, because when you can release it, you release the resistance. So I welcome you to contact me. Again, my phone number is 610-883-7345 if you should have any questions or would like to get in contact with me. And again, I'm at christy@christywhitman.com. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful night.
Would you like to know the real secret? I'm not talking about the new movie or book. I'm talking about you. You are the biggest secret in your life. Your secret could unlock your highest potential and fulfill all your dreams. What is that secret? The knowledge of who you are. This is Robert Lee Camp, author of The Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards. I am the host of a new show here on BBSRadio.com called Mr. Destiny. You can listen in or join in any Monday night at 7:30 Pacific or 10:30 Eastern on the late night section. Come on the show, tell me your birthday, and I will reveal some of your secrets. Maybe ones that can open up the doors for new possibilities for you and your life. Your birthday is the key to your destiny. I invite you to come explore your destiny with me and find out what the Book of Destiny has to say about you. Hope to see you then.
Stop missing me. Was it when I told you that I'd finally made my choice?